One, this is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom, the radio show where we talk about the Akashic Records and we talk about your life. We answer your questions so you can call in. And we talk about how the Akashic Records can benefit you. And you get to hear about my travels and wonderful classes and great students, and love to hear what you have to say about your life and if you have any questions. And tonight, you can call us. Please give us a call here. The telephone number to call in, Station 2, is 415-762-1161. Again, that's 415-762-1161. Or you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com if you have some questions. So I'm sitting in front of my computer, and I'm just finishing some crispy duck from a Thai restaurant in Salem, Oregon. How about that? So I'm here in Salem, Oregon, just finished a wonderful workshop. And what was interesting about this workshop is this is the first time I ever had two married couples in the workshop. And why is that important? Well, that's important because when you open your Akashic Records, if in fact you are a married couple, you can use this work to work out things that you want to understand better about your spouse. You can have dialogue in the Akashic Records with your spouse. You can read books with your spouse. You can do all sorts of wonderful things with your spouse when it comes to having your own Akashic Records open. So one of the things that we're going to do is we're going to talk to these wonderful folks in a few minutes, because there was one of the couples that there was Deshaun and Ted, and then we have Demetra and Michael here. And so they're actually finishing up their Thai food from this wonderful Thai restaurant. But you know what else we did today that was really great? And this is another thing you can do with your Akashic Records. We actually went to a great church this morning. It's called the Celebration Church. It's in Wilsonville, Oregon. And it was so delightful. Reverend Barry Dennis was there as the head reverend, our head minister. But it was what they call a New Thought church. And I have to tell you, I've never been to a New Thought church. But it was recommended to me by a friend of mine by the name of Linda, Linda and Roger. They went to the LEC church with Mary Morrissey. And anyway, so we go to this wonderful church, and we had our records open. So we opened our own personal Akashic Records to experience the message that the minister was giving. And what was beautiful about this place is it was very, very friendly, very upbeat, lots of music. And I know that New Thought churches pretty much have that kind of a feel to it. And for those people who don't know very much about New Thought churches, as I don't, it's non-denominational. So they are a gathering of people who want to worship together all that is about love and God. So it's not really any kind of dogma, from what I can understand. And I also spoke while I was here in Oregon at a place called the Home Center, which also is a New Thought church. So it was fabulous. In fact, one of these days I'd love to have Reverend Barry Dennis on the show, because he has a wonderful outlook on life and he does wonderful music, and we would very much like to have him on. So hopefully that'll be in the near future. But right now I want to talk to our friends here, and have them give you an impression of how they felt the class went, and now they're right now they're deciding who's going to speak first, you see. But but this time, you know, Demetra's still eating, so we're going to allow Michael to please come over here and grab a chair and come sit with us, and he's going to talk. And Michael, if you hear a beep, you got to come closer. If you hear a beep, that means there's somebody on the line, so we have to say hello, caller. So just give it back to me. So okay. here's Michael Arnett, and he's going to talk about his impression of the class that we had today in Salem, Oregon. Here you are.
Hi, everybody. My name is Michael Arnett, as you know. The class was incredible. We've been doing New Thought work or metaphysics work for quite a few years now, since actually 1978. And this was quite an embellishment to my own personal growth that I've already experienced. Donna is actually a fantastic teacher. Her heart is totally open, and she is right there with you. Hi, this is Michael Arnett. I'm here with Donna. And the class was a complete embellishment for my own work that I've already done over the years. For those who did not hear, I've been doing metaphysics works since 1978. Donna has been completely just a fantastic teacher. Her heart is so open, and she is right there with us. I think you need to turn it. You just turned it down.
I turned it down? Okay.
There,
I don't know what I'm doing.
There.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay.
Technical difficulties. Anyway, the beauty of this class for me was it helped me to really delineate versus intuition, insight, guides, teachers, angels, etc., whatever you work with, versus actually getting a very clear perception and the information from myself, I'll speak for myself, came through in a multi-sensory manner. It was very clear for me, concise, and then sometimes even humorous, where I literally laughed out loud as I was receiving the impetus and the answers.
Great.
So thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome, Michael. That was great. Hopefully. Sorry about this technical difficulties. Hopefully you can hear us all right, really good. And now we have Demetra. And isn't that a beautiful name, Demetra?
Yeah.
You know, I'm so excited about working with her because Demetra also is a master graphic artist, and she also does websites. So for all those people who have been looking at my website saying, this hasn't been changed since 2007, I have found my webmaster, and I'm so excited that she's going to be working with me. And now she knows how to work with the Akashic Records, which was also my request from Spirit, is that I find the right person to help me work and redo my Akashic Wisdom website, update it, and this person knows how to access their own Akashic Records. And here, Spirit has brought me Demetra. So she's going to be talking and just saying what her impression was, and maybe are you open to other people calling you for websites and graphic design? Okay, so she's going to give her phone number, and maybe you can call her if you have a website or a graphic design. She's also a teacher of graphic design, so she's really an expert, folks. So here's Demetra, and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Donna. My name is Demetra Gilmer Arnett, and I just got out of the first level class, and I'm honored to work with Donna. I, too, want to find a way and a place to be with Spirit and do my work, the artwork. So it's part of my divine plan. I know.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. How did you find receiving the information?
Donna was asking, how did I find receiving the information? You mean in the class?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was different for me because in the past I've used my intuition a lot, and it was a nice challenge to just shift the way that I was getting information. And instead of maybe searching in my being for an answer, I would just get a very clear answer that sometimes surprised me. And so I really enjoyed that. And we did some journalizing and dialoguing, and it was very revealing and illuminating. So I encourage anybody that's interested to do it. I was very pleased to do it.
Whatever.
So thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. So if you guys have if anyone has any questions about the workshop any kind of questions about the level one, I'm sure happy to answer it. But that's one of the things that's really great because what we're going to work together, what Demetra and I are going to do is she's going to open her Akashic Records I'm going to open my Akashic records. And she's going to ask in service how she can best create the website that will be the best accessible information for all the people that are going to be looking at it. And so when we work together in the Akashic Records with our records open, what happens is that we actually access a higher level of consciousness. In fact, working with the Akashic Records, many people have asked, is actually, it's beyond universal consciousness. So I want you to understand that when you open your Akashic Records, when you're taught the prayer, which is a vibrational key, it shifts the energy to make the information accessible. And this information then allows you to tap into not only what you know that you know, but all the things that you don't even know that you know. Things that you forgot in this lifetime that come back to you from other lifetimes, and things that you haven't even learned yet that you knew in spirit and now remember in body. And so when you work with your own personal Akashic Records, it's really about accessing all that information and allowing yourself to receive. And it's very interesting what Demeter was saying also, and Michael too, is about it's about the willingness of receiving, and that's also, one of the things that you learn in the workshop is how to open your heart to receive the information that's there, because we work with intention. So for people who want a personal consultation, for example, all that I need for a personal consultation is your current legal name and your question, and it gets us to the right area of the record. So if you would like to email me a question with your current legal name, you can email it to info@akashicwisdom.com. So it's Akashic Wisdom, just like the show. Or you can call me tonight, and we can ask those questions. And again, it's 415-762-1161. Oh, we forgot to give your phone number, Demeter. What phone number do you want people to call you if they want some wonderful graphic artist things? 503, this is for Demetra. Okay, 503-367-1522. And so you can just call her and she can do some work for you. And Michael, are you doing anything these days that people would want to contact you for? We want to make sure to get those numbers out. Hold on, please.
We are opening a healing center, and you can get a hold of, it's called Where Angels Play.
Oh, yes, that's right.
And it's, we're not exactly in the office yet.
Nope.
And the website is just about ready to go up.
Okay.
So it will be whereangelsplay.org. That'd be the best thing to contact us for right now.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, Where Angels Play, if you remember, was also a part of Deshaun Young's work, and she's going to be a part of, it's actually going to be her center with Michelle Cozina and Michael Young. Michael Arnett, and so that's, they're going to be doing healing work as well as energy work and foot baths and all sorts of wonderful things. So you, and if you're in Oregon near near the Salem, Wilsonville, Newburgh area, this kind of the triangle that we're talking about here. I guess that's a triangle. I don't know Oregon real well, but it sounds like it would be. We want you to definitely check out whereangelsplay.org, because that's a good place for you to start out. Anyway, so tonight, what are we going to talk about tonight? We're going to, what questions or subjects would you like to talk about tonight, Michael and Demeter? What shall we ask the masters, teachers, and loved ones for a general question? And you can also join in by calling and asking questions. But what's your question for the night so we can discuss it? Do you have one? Okay. They're thinking.
I'm caught up in this whole eclipse thing going on.
Oh, that's right. There's a wonderful eclipse tonight. Wow, that's right. I forgot. Yeah, solar eclipse. It's the first. It's like it hasn't been like this for a long time. Now, tell us what you know about the solar eclipse tonight. Because now, Demeter, you're an astrology person. No, but and you know, Michael, come on, you can talk about this. Hold on. Michael's going to tell you all about the eclipse tonight.
Well, I don't know about all, Donna, but I'll tell you what I do know.
Okay.
It's the, I think, the third or the fourth eclipse.
Oh, yeah?
One lunar and two solar.
Okay.
And the last lunar one, was actually on a grand cross, which brings a great amount of energy and change. And all of these sequences of eclipses are about letting go and releasing and change. And
what should people be looking at? What should people be looking at around change?
Whatever comes up that's bothering you, and you just—it's no longer necessary, or something that you just find it's outdated for you.
Okay.
Time to release it.
Yeah, he was talking about it in class. I mean, at the church day about change and letting go and not wandering through the desert, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That was really.
Yeah.
It was very apropos.
Yes, very apropos. Letting go, absolutely, letting go.
And it was kind of a theme today for us during the class. So.
It sure was, letting go and trust and
yeah.
All sorts of wonderful things. Yeah, absolutely.
And new insights.
And new insights, definitely new insights. Okay, great.
I would, if you have any of your previous students from the second level, I would like to hear their insights.
Oh, great. We should
and
have
how they were.
Level two people. Level two people need to call. I know that we have some level two people from San Diego. You should drive to San Diego. They have practice sessions in San Diego where they all get together. And you guys have enough people here in Oregon that you could do a practice session, even if it's just level one. You know, where you can do a book club or just come together and have some ideas of questions, and you ask one question. Everybody asks one question, and then you all journal the answer, and then you compare answers to see the different levels of information that come forth.
I bet
so
that
cool.
That would be a lot of fun.
Oh, it's great. The other thing you guys can do is you can organize trips and go to the movies, like a nice movie, not a violent movie. You know, like we like my first class. Well, one of my level ones in Santa Monica, when I taught there a few years ago, What the Bleep had just come out. So we all went with our records open to the movie theater and watched What the Bleep with our records open. That was amazing. And but there's also other movies that are very interesting. Like, have you ever seen the movie Defending Your Life?
No, that's a wonderful
movie. One of my favorite movies in the whole wide world, yeah. Albert Brooks. And so you've got to go ahead and watch that movie with your records open. And just look at it. Or another movie that I love to watch is Resurrection with Ellen Burstyn. You got to see that one. It's really great. And the other thing that's very interesting to watch, the movie is Never Ending Story.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
It's you know, they say it's for kids. It's not, it's for adults. And you know, the idea here is to watch that with your records open. So you could pretty much do anything that's creative and expand your mind and your consciousness when you do it with your records open. Going to a museum is so much fun with your records open, because especially whether it's the sculptures or the art or the paintings or whatever, or even the armor. You know, it's, the idea is you can touch, if they allow you to, you know, touch the armor at the museums and have your records open, and you'll get some very interesting insights as to lots of things, you know. And or pets, if you have pets, you can, you know, play, and or kids are like pets, I guess. No. I'm a mom, and I'm a grandma, so I'm not. That's said with deep love, because I know a lot of people who treat their animals just like they were kids. So that was what I meant. Yeah, and so you can you know, walk around with your pets and have your records open. And it's really great, and all sorts of things. You had something more you wanted to add?
Well,
Hold on, Michael.
I just wanted to comment that I really enjoyed when we. The culmination of the class was today.
Yes.
At the end, we used the open records with books and getting the message through books that were randomly, it seemed, picked. But the whole journaling afterwards was a summation of what I went through in the class.
Well, why don't you share that?
Boy, without my notes. And
oh, no notes? Well,
no
see
notes.
What you can remember. Now, your records are open. Ask the master's teachers and loved ones just to bring it back for you.
Boy, put me on the spot.
Absolutely.
Okay.
This is a test, student.
So, the culmination for me was the question I had asked at the end was, what was my soul's intent for taking this Akashic Records reading class?
Okay.
Level one.
Yeah.
And I had got a very, my first book that they showed me, that they wanted me to pick. So what we did is we put the books on the ground and face down and away from us, because you didn't even know what the title was.
Right.
And it was basically a color thing, or your intuition, or
whatever.
The master has pointed you to.
That's
actually
right.
Is the correct way to say that.
That's right. Yeah.
because it wasn't intuition. It was very clear.
Right.
And by following that direction, opening it up after holding it to your heart and asking for them to show you, or me in this case, what it was they were looking for, and then I just opened the page.
Yes.
And it seemed random, but it was right on the money for what I was involved in. And it was with this eclipse and the void. And this book was called The Keys of Enoch, which is a very incredibly technically, metaphysically in-depth book.
Intense book.
Yeah, it's like Hebrew and the Kabbalah and many levels of spirituality.
Exactly.
And I have this little twist in my own psychology where I look at numbers.
Uh-huh.
And I was asked earlier in the day to take a number, which pointed to a question.
Yes.
So we had a numbered list, a list of numbered questions, and it was number 9.
Uh-huh.
And I looked at the verse, which was 6 and 3. It was 9.
The 9?
The page number, I don't remember, but it became a 9 also.
Okay.
And then it was 18, and 1 and 8 is 9.
And the price of the class is 9.
That's true.
It's a 333.
Maybe that was the culmination.
There it is. Yeah.
But it was great.
Yeah.
By the time I got done, it totally made sense.
Okay.
Just from 4 books, I think I went through.
Yeah.
It'll
make going to Borders or a bookstore a whole new experience, because you can have a question in mind, open your records, and then just go and watch the book fly off at the and just pick it up and go and have a cup of tea. And
great, there goes my budget.
Well, you don't have to buy them. So you go to libraries, so you don't have to buy them. Don't buy, just rent, you know. There you go. That's
but it was
good.
Fantastic. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. See, there's so many things you can do with this. It's so fun. The idea is information is profound and information is fun. And as we were saying, the record keepers have a wonderful sense of humor. So it's a lot of fun to do this. So let's see, what are we going to talk about tonight? We're talking about independence and letting go. And, you know, it's interesting. When we were at the Celebration Church today, Reverend Barry was talking about how the Israelites wandered for 40 years before they came to the Promised Land. And he was commenting about why that happened. Well, there's what he was actually saying, which was very interesting, is that the bondage that the Israelites brought with them from Egypt was in their mind. And even though their bodies were free, their mental attitudes, they were still bound by the victimhood of their mentality. And that they wandered for 40 years until they were ready mentally to move into their heart and give up the idea of bondage that they had left with. Now, the Hebrew aspect of that, from the Torah, is that one of the reasons they wandered for 40 years is so that all the Israelites of the original generation that were brought out of Egypt, the ones who actually worshipped the idols, that a new generation was born, so that all the Israelites that worshipped the idols, including Moses, even though he didn't worship the idol, actually had died off, so that there was a brand new generation, not only of physicality, of new beings on the planet that were now adults, but also of a new mentality. And so we have to look at what our new mentality is for our life. You know, this eclipse that we're going through here is all about new beginnings. It's all about how to step forward and release that which no longer serves us. And so we have to look at what is our bondage? What are we carrying with us that we no longer need?
What do we need to forgive,
as Michael said, absolutely. And the other thing that that Reverend Dennis was talking about was he was talking about how an elephant can be bound and imprisoned by a rope around its foot and a little stake in the ground, that, you know, a little post in the ground, that the elephant could easily pull out without a problem. And the interesting thing about it, the same thing happens with cattle. You know, they've got this flimsy barbed wire fence that these cattle could overrun at any time, but because they're so used to being imprisoned and they're conditioned that they can't move out of that. And the elephant has been conditioned that, you know, when he was a baby, that it was attached to this cement wall, and it didn't. No matter how he tried, it wouldn't give. That now, as soon as you put a rope around that elephant's leg, they feel they can't get away. So we have to look at what bondage have we put around our necks that say we can't get away. And so it's really about also what will empower us to be willing to pull that stake up out of the ground and move forward. So it's really about empowerment. And so if you'd like to call in and talk about that, we'd love to hear from you. Again, the telephone number here is 415-762-1161, or you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. We're looking for your questions, and we're looking for you to participate, because just like the class, your questions really create the richness of this show. And so Michael's going to come back on. I think he's got another comment to make, and that's great. So here's Michael.
Thank you. Building on what you were just talking about, the stake in the ground, I believe that would even be resentment and revenge,
yeah.
Things of retaliation, mm-hmm. Things that you're really locked into that you haven't been able to release. It bothers you on many different levels, emotional, physical, spiritual, mental.
Right.
Weight loss could be one.
There you go.
Right.
That'd be good for me. I'd take that.
I would take that too. I think a lot of us out there would.
Yeah, absolutely.
And also headaches caused by stress.
Yes.
Stress from many levels, but if you could just let it go.
Yeah.
Today is the perfect opportunity to do that.
Absolutely.
But I just want to expand on that stake.
Yeah, so why do you think people hold on to that stake? What's the fear about?
I think it's on so many levels. It really is. Fear of letting go. I think there's a lot of points of pride. That's what I got from the records today.
Pride. Say more about that.
From fear-based reasoning. They're afraid of some lack or loss. And this is generalization, of course. Mm-hmm. And pride. Pride comes in, and you don't want to say you're wrong.
Ah.
You don't want to let go of something you've held on to, and you won't have an excuse, would you?
No, you wouldn't have an excuse. Yeah, but you let go of the pride, you wouldn't have an excuse. Right?
Yeah, so then you'd actually have to make a change, right?
Yes, then you would have to make a change.
Or the kind of silly holding on to
something
which no longer made sense.
That's right, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's very good. See, that's all with your records open. Isn't that cool?
Absolutely. I'm going to give it back to you.
Okay.
Thanks.
You're welcome. See, the interesting thing about it is to have discussions. It's a little hard right now because, quite frankly, we're doing this from a hotel room, and we have to, you know, have the phone go back and forth to us. But what's interesting is that when you can have a discussion, a deep philosophical discussion about a point, then many things can come out, and you have aha moments together on more than one occasion, because there's so many different levels and so many different levels of light to the Akashic Records. It's not just the levels of consciousness or the dimensions, but it's the various levels of light that illuminate that which we most need to know. And so as we listen to ourselves in the records, we actually have wonderful insights. Like, if you'll remember, if you were listening a few weeks ago, I read the dissertation or the dialogue that I gave, that the master's teachers and loved ones gave to me about fear and moving forward, and how they mentioned of what excuses are we willing to know the truth about. And so in the same realm, what areas of independence are you willing to take on? What areas of
empowerment
are you willing to receive? And so the empowerment is how you define it, and that would be a wonderful exercise, as a matter of fact, for you out there, all my listeners, to define empowerment, and for you to imagine what would your life feel and look like if you were totally empowered. How would your life be different if you were totally and completely empowered? If you knew
within your heart, within your mind, within your being, within your soul, that you could do anything, that you would only be successful, how would your life change? How would your life, what would you attempt? What would you want to see in your life? And it's not just lots of money. That's, you know, that's an excuse. It's what gives you the greatest freedom, the greatest fulfillment. Because when you come up with the greatest fulfillment and the greatest freedom, your money will come. So what's the bottom line essence? What brings you the greatest joy? You know, we've talked about joy and soul purpose being about joy. But the reality is it's really about how you can move into your own personal knowing and how you can actually bring that knowing forward into a way that supports you. And it's deep within you. So, Michael, what do you think about that?
Well, I think using joy metaphor was good. Because one thing that came up for me during the class through the records, and this was not from me, period, I know this, that joy is actually a being that we can become friends with, get to know, have a relation with.
Okay.
And as we relate to it, we can have more love, more joy, more freedom, more health, more happiness, right, more contentment, more completeness of our being. It was amazing. So, just from the one experience doing that and then the next day,
yeah,
before I even came back to the final class, how many different aspects I experienced that with.
Talk about what happened this morning.
Okay, a little bizarre. So I'm a master gardener. So I have a pretty good-sized garden. And I'm out watering the plants, and I talk to my plants because I believe they're just as alive as I am. And they give back
they
to
are.
Me because they are, yeah. And also have animals. And I'm watering the plants, and as always, I say, good morning. Yeah, but this time it was like, good morning, Michael. And I stopped. I looked. I went, good morning. And I was very surprised because it was actually a dialogue starting. And then there was other beings and the trees and the wind and the sun. And
yeah,
then my goats, who normally will just go, eh, no matter what you do. Never content, it seems.
Yeah.
Because I did all this with my records open, there was more of an intimacy with nature itself, I believe.
Exactly.
And I looked at the goats and said, I will feed you last because everybody else has to get watered before the sun comes up. And then this time they all laid down and looked at me.
And they don't normally do that?
Oh, normally it's just a racket. I want to be fed now. But it was more like because the record was open, we were communicating at a level that we hadn't reached before.
Right.
At least
right.
I had not experienced.
Yes. That's very, very true. That's very true. Next, yeah, what I'm hearing is you have a lot of crystals at your house.
I have a lot of crystals, yes.
And so the next, when you go home, I want you to hold the crystals and see what they have to say for you, say to you.
Okay, which one?
There's a white one with lots of lines in it.
Okay.
Okay, and then there's also, I'm seeing a blue one. Do you have blue ones? I have blue ones. I'm wondering if that's mine. But I
think that one's yours.
Okay. Then,
so
then,
if you find my blue ring lost in my garden the other day, I'll be glad to know.
Well, you can ask the master's teachers and loved ones how to do that.
I'm planning on it.
Yeah, and if pink and or amethyst and stuff like that.
I have amethyst,
you can
yeah,
just run your hands over the points
uh-huh,
and just ask, you know, what message do you have for me? And that would be, in other words, like the idea is even though you're not at a level two yet, it's what message does the masters, teachers, and loved ones have for you about your crystal? And that's very interesting. And then you can
that
even give
like it would be, yeah,
great, great love. See, the crystals really thrive on love. So it's really about holding them and caressing them and listening to them.
Yeah, I think just like having a relationship with Joy, you can do the same thing, right?
That's right. So what did you say to Joy? What was your conversation with Joy?
I introduced myself.
Ah, okay.
I truly did, consciously.
Okay. All right.
And it was more of it was very deep.
Okay.
It was very touching. It was very personal. So I'll just say that I was embraced.
Okay, that's great. That's great.
And I was told, really, I think it's a feminine aspect in my case.
Sure.
And I'm saying
yeah,
in my case, I'm not
yeah,
saying it is or not. But that was, it was such a nurturing energy.
Yes.
And
yeah,
I didn't really get a voice that time, but it was an energy. And that we will.
Yeah.
Become close friends.
That's great. Well, I think you already are close friends. It's just a matter of remembering who your friends are.
I think it's opening up, yeah, and letting down the guards, whatever else.
Absolutely.
Right?
That's right. Absolutely.
Pulling the stakes.
Sure. Absolutely. Great.
Good. Here's Demetra.
No, Demetra, come on over. We're having a good time over here. We're sharing. And
I'm not sure what to say, but
we'll talk about joy and what brings you joy.
Well, I really enjoyed the question. It was something like, what does opening to joy have for your life, Dreamer?
What do you need to know about joy?
What do you need to know about joy?
Right. And so...
What did you say?
I think it was a matter of relaxing.
Okay.
So that to be in joy, it was a matter of relaxing. And I just became aware of a lot of stuff that I was going on in my life over the weekend that I wasn't really connected to.
Huh.
So that, I think, is very can be very good.
Yeah.
Like emotions underneath emotions.
Okay.
More core issues, core events or whatever.
Okay.
Core thought forms.
Hmm. Interesting.
So one of my questions was, how can I be more of my authentic self?
Would you remember what they said?
Trying to remember now. I remember writing that down. I remember you were asking, are there any questions from the listeners too? And so that I tied into that one. How can I be more of my authentic self? And it had to do with communicating, and also not controlling, and just being open, more open than normal.
Yeah, very good.
Worried.
More faith.
That's right.
More faith
and trust.
That's it. Yeah.
And then I started thinking about trust as a golden treasury.
Yeah.
And that trust, you know, the word trust actually has a lot to do with wealth.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I just tuned me into that. That trust is sort of a core issue of my soul. And that my soul came here to trust love.
Very nice. Very nice.
So,
that's good.
I appreciate that remembrance.
Yes, that's important. Very important.
How did you receive that?
Michael wants to know how she received it. Was it a feeling, words, or a picture?
Well, when we opened the records and we started journalizing, I listened and I was open. And my original way I used to do things before was just intuitively think, you know, and then write down. But in this case, it was just more just trusting and waiting. Not so much waiting, but, holding in a place, being ready to receive. And then I heard words that weren't really, I could tell it wasn't my voice.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't my mind or whatever. And so just writing those down.
Yeah.
That's how I received it.
That's good. That's very good.
You know, what's interesting is that as you're speaking, Demetra, you can actually, I'm sitting right next to you. We're facing each other. And it's almost like I can see the process of your heart opening. It's very, very, very apparent that your heart is opening as you're saying this, and really opening to trust and opening to love and opening to joy. And I think what you said was very interesting about the word trust, and the many levels of definition there are, and how it is actually related to wealth, and that when a person learns to trust, they also learn how to receive wealth. You see, because when you learn to receive, then it's all about knowing. It's not deserving. It's not about entitlement. It's about knowing what is there and abundant for everybody. The idea here is you don't want to come to a place of where you feel like you're deserving. And when you work on the records, it just shows up so easily and so miraculously. It's like, and when you said, you know, it's not you, even though it may be a part of you or a part of the spirit of you that is not on the planet that's speaking to you, or a part of the masters, teachers, and loved ones, it's not that we don't know where everything is. It's just the idea is when you're in the midst of transcribing what you're feeling from the records, it's almost like a non-issue. It just, it shows up and it feels good. It's like your body shifts. Did you notice that it was from a, it was actually information was coming from a different part of your body?
I did notice, I felt my second chakra shifting, and I don't usually feel that at all.
Interesting.
I usually feel more things in my heart,
uh-huh.
or my third eye or something like that. But my usual way of seeing with my third eye and so on was not like that.
Huh.
So, yeah, I actually felt my second chakra shifting left and right. But it was gentle, and it was okay, and it felt kind of good, like open, like lighter energy.
Well, second chakra is creativity. Second chakra is rebirth and creativity.
And also, for me, it is, and also it's like wealth and survival and security.
Sure, okay.
Like security of relations and things like that.
Okay, very good.
So, it was different.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Yeah, you know, we have an email question here that I'm going to go to for just a moment. And the email question is from James. And, James, I have to tell you that I'm still traveling, so sometimes calling is not as easy as it appears. So the question that he has is that he has some questions regarding an Akashic wisdom and actually Akashic records consultation and in-depth reading. He needs direction and answers in regard to purpose, a reason for being on the earth, and his passion, because he really wants to enjoy work. And what he wants to know is more about being 100% passionate about things. He wants to understand that, and he also wants to clarify that the Akashic records information is based on his full legal name, correct, but I don't need your date of birth, and I don't need your time of birth, and I don't need your place of birth. All I need is your current legal name and your questions, and we will get to the right area of the records. And so the idea here is for you to create your questions ahead of time, and if you want more information on that, I can certainly email that to you. I can email you an information packet, which I'm going to be doing for James this evening. But the idea here is that a consultation is very easy. It's a matter of giving me a call. I'm going to give you my office number now for anyone who's listening. It's 216-691-1233, and you can call me even though I'm out of town. I check messages, and I will be back and available in Cleveland like Thursday. That's when I will be available, and so give me a call, and we'll set something up, and you can find, too, what your purpose is and what your joy is, and we can go from there. Now, as far as our Cleveland classes are coming up, we're going to be doing a level two in August. We're going to probably do a wonderful this is something very special. In each level of class, we have what we call grace points. Now, there is a man by the name of Ed Conmee, and he's on the Akashic Record Consultants International website. But Ed Conmee brought forth the actual grace points that we use in level 1, level 2, and level 3. And so Ed Conmee is coming to Cleveland, and he is going to be offering an advanced grace point workshop. It's going to be 3 days. It's going to be in Cleveland, and it's specifically for people who have already taken level 1 and level 2. We're going to have them come back again. And also we're going to be doing a level 3, and that level 3 is going to probably be in September. But right now, so if that's of interest to anybody, let me know. That's advanced grace points, and it's for people who are level 2 students and above. And the level 2 in Cleveland is going to probably be the first weekend in August. I would say that's when that's going to happen. So if anybody wants to come to Cleveland and has already done their level 1, you can come to Cleveland and do that. And we're talking about coming back to San Diego and possibly the Portland-Salem area or Wilsonville area, we're not sure, in November, so late October, early November. But if there's a class out there, if there's more that you want to know about the Akashic Records, just give me a call or email me, and we'll make it happen. I always say, have prayer, we'll travel. So we'll make sure it works for you and have a good time with it. So anyway, so we're back to talking about your life, and we're talking about your ways of freedom, or your ways of independence, or your ways of joy. So, you know, we've talked about joy before here on the show, and so I just want you to start thinking about what brings you joy. You know, it's interesting. Here's another thing that I really want to share with you that was very, I'm not sure if we talked about this last week or not, but I've got to tell you again, because even if we didn't talk about it last week, I've got to tell you about it this way. One of the processes that came forward you've got your records open, so this is going to be fun. One of the processes that came forward in the last Akashic Record workshop, not this one here in Salem, but the one in Astoria, was that what the students were asked is to ask the masters, teachers, and loved ones, what amusement car ride, okay, was the most fun when they were young? Which amusement car ride or amusement ride was the most fun, either at a carnival or amusement park? Which ride do they most enjoy? So which ride?
Bumper cars.
Bumper cars. And what about you?
The Matterhorn.
Oh, that's the Matterhorn. Where is the Matterhorn at? Is that a?
Switzerland.
Oh, in Switzerland. But I'm saying is where did you?
At the Rose Festival.
Oh, the Rose Festival. Okay. So here's what's interesting. All right. So what the masters, teachers, and loved ones would like you just to mentally do real quick is to compare now everybody out there, just think about this. How does the bumper cars and the Matterhorn, how does that relate to your life now?
One's running away and the other one's trying to get it.
with Michael, he likes bumper cars. So you would need to ask, what do I keep running into that I'm trying to run away from? Or what are you trying to hit? That's right. Yeah. And why? That's right. So your records are open. And how does a Matterhorn ride work? Is it like a roller coaster?
It's like the mountains. The
Alps. Okay, it's like the Alps. Okay.
It's sort of imaginary too.
Okay. All right. It's a little fantasy in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's about going
to the mountaintops. And so how does that relate to your life in the here and now, Demetra? The spiritual heights. That's very good. Very good. You know, it's interesting too. Is in this particular class, and the class that you guys were in, and that we just did in Salem, we asked the master's teachers and loved ones asked what their childhood memory made them the happiest, and it was very interesting when everybody shared what that was, and I remembered mine, and what was interesting is my best that made me the happiest. So I'll never forget going horseback riding with my father. And it didn't happen very often, but I got on this horse called Shaboom. And Shaboom was a great horse. And I always wanted to ride. I never took any lessons, but I got on this horse and I wanted to ride English Saddle. And I watched a lot of Elizabeth Taylor, you know, National Velvet. No, am I dating myself or what here? So anyway, so I watched this program. Yeah, it's a classy show. And so the idea is that I got on this horse, Shaboom, with the English Saddle, and we started out very sweet, and my father was on this big red horse called Jeff. Well, Jeff was just kind of plodding along. Well, Shaboom was ready to go. And all I had to do was go, you know, giddy up, put my butt up, and I had my, you know, I remember I was only like 8 or 10 years old, so, and I just grabbed the howl of that horse and put my head next to his like mane, you know, and we took off so fast, and it was so much fun. It was the best, and we just kept going and going and going, and my father was behind us yelling, stop, 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 and I just didn't hear stop, and I was going through. You know, my head was down, and so I was going under the branches that were hitting him in the face, and he didn't like that at all. And I just kept on going, and by the time we stopped, good old Shaboom was a little lathered. So the people at the horse barn were not real happy with me. But I loved Shaboom because the reason it was bad is because he was all lathered, so he was out of commission for the rest of the day. They had to let him rest. They were not happy because he was a good horse. And my father was so afraid because he was trying to figure out how he would explain to my mother if that horse tripped. You know what I mean? And I went flying. But it didn't even occur to me. I just felt so fearless. I was just flying, and it was the best feeling in the world. Okay? And so now, as I'm talking to you, I'm thinking about riding that horse. I'm riding Shaboom. And what in my life can I move forward with such fearless, childlike innocence that it never occurs to me that I can't be wonderfully happy? And so I'm asking of you the same thing. What can you do that expands your heart to such a degree that you are no longer afraid, that you no longer feel alone, that you know that you are just right in the right place at the right time and you feel so aligned that that's the only way to fly? So my watchword for the week for all of you is Shaboom. So when you're thinking about whether you can do this or not, you got to think about the horse. If you think about if you like the idea of riding a horse and you go shaboom and take off and know that nothing can hurt you. And keep your head down and your head right and your ear right next to that horse's wonderful mane and neck. Grab hold and keep on going, and it watch the wind in your face, and keep your head down because those branches will get you. So that's my visual message for you this week. You know, is to really connect with the innocence of your childhood happiness. And I know that there's a lot of folks out there that possibly didn't have the greatest childhood, but there's got to be something that in your childhood made you happy, or you gave you something to look forward to. There's a memory somewhere. And if for some reason you don't have a happy childhood memory that you can take a hold of, then I want you to think about that inner child within you. And I want you to have a conversation with that little kid and ask if they could do anything in the world to make them feel happy, free, and loved, what would it be? And then do that for yourself this week. I don't care if it's taking a walk in the flowers or finger painting or going to an amusement park and just observing children, even if you can't ride the rides. I want you just to do something with that little kid inside of you that creates joy in your heart, that gives you the sense of freedom and the knowing that you can do anything because you can. You can do anything. You can be anybody you want. And I want to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I'm saying this as much to me as I am to you. But what it really takes is the willingness to receive and to love. And it's not about loving others so much as it is about loving you, because you've got to know that you are the most valuable human being in the whole wild world. You are the most loved. And there's nothing you could ever do or ever say, nothing that would ever separate you from the divine, because you and the divine are one. So we're almost coming close to the end of this show, and you must have enjoyed it so much that you just didn't feel moved to call. And you know what? I'm glad you felt that way, but I would have loved to hear from you. And I'm so glad that we had Demetra and we had Michael here to talk to you. And again, we're going to get Demetra's number and her telephone number if you need a good graphic designer. Yeah, she's coming over here, and we're going to give you that telephone number. Okay, Demetra, give them your phone number.
503-367-1522. No, please call me. I'd much prefer that.
Okay. And Michael, we're going to angelsplay.org.
It's
a ministry, and it's a healing center. And are any last comments that you'd like to make?
Well, your Shaboom, I think, would be a good power word to also release today.
Yeah, that's right.
And progress your life.
That's right. Shaboom.
Yeah. That sun stuck there. Shaboom.
That's right.
Bumper car it.
Shaboom.
Knock it out of the way.
That's it. Get rid of it.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
All right. So yeah, that's our miracle word for the week is shaboom. And so when you want to move somebody out of your way, just tell them to shaboom. I'll use that with the electric carts when I go in the airport. Instead of yelling, you know, electric cart, I'll just say shaboom, and it'll really confuse them. That'll be kind of fun. Anyway, so I want to say thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. It's been great. Next week, I will be home. I will be in Cleveland, and I will look forward to your phone calls. And just want to give you again, my personal office number is 216-691-1233. My email address is info@akashicwisdom.com. just like the show, .com, and soon, very soon, hopefully in the next month or two, there's going to be a brand new website. Oh, I can't wait. All right, folks, have a wonderful, miracle-filled week, and so we're going to close the records of the show, so I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. We ask that everyone out there, may their hearts be opened, their burdens be lifted, and may they all look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. And with that, we close the records by saying amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed. Amen. And shaboom to all of you. Bye-bye, everybody.